Let's get to Washington, where the FCC appears ready to embrace net neutrality. The agency is likely to decide tomorrow, after months of debate and comment, to regulate the internet like a utility instead of creating a tiered system where faster internet would come at a price. For more, we're joined from Washington by Alan Holmes, senior reporter at the Center for Public Integrity. Alan, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So is this the beginning of the end of the debate over net neutrality? Is this a done deal after tomorrow?
Well, it looks like it will certainly pass, but it's going to then go into the courts, and we'll see for the next probably 2 years big battles being played out in the courts. The FCC will be sued over this most likely. Yes, it's the end of one chapter, but the beginning of another.
And what does that mean for, let's start with ordinary people who use the internet, all of us? What does that mean for Americans if net neutrality is going to become the law of the land?
Well, they're not going to see a big change because the way the internet has really been operating is that you've been able to get just about anything that you're trying to access at a certain level of speed that you've paid for at your on your own package from your own internet service provider. But what was starting to happen was that, and you could see this through Netflix, internet service providers were starting to charge or at least play with the idea of charging big data users like Netflix. These videos take up a lot of space on the internet. If you wanted to get it quickly and without interruption, without that circle spinning, Netflix was going to have to pay for that.
And those costs would be passed on to Netflix consumers, presumably.
Presumably, yes, they would. So as more and more data is on the internet, you're going to start seeing people who can pay for these faster speeds and those who can't.
On the flip side, there's not an unlimited amount of bandwidth out there. Shouldn't people or businesses who use a ton of it pay more in some way?
Well, that's the argument that the internet service providers say. That, look, we've been investing hundreds of billions of dollars in our networks. We should get a return on that. And so that's a lot of their argument.
In the middle of this fight, there is a man named Tom Wheeler, who is the chairman of the FCC and had been a telecom industry lobbyist. He had originally been against regulating the internet as a utility and then had a change of heart. And I want to play a piece of tape for you. This is from John Oliver's show Last Week Tonight on HBO when he took up this issue and talked about it. Here it is.
The FCC are literally inviting internet comments at this address. And at this point, and I can't believe I'm about to do this, I would like to address the internet commenters out there directly. Good evening, monsters. This may be the moment you've spent your whole lives training for.
Do you think that that had an impact on this debate and on Tom Wheeler's position?
Yes. Some people say it wasn't just John Oliver, but yes, it did. Right after that, there was a flood of comments to the FCC, so much so that the FCC's computers shut down and couldn't handle the amount of traffic. That started to turn Wheeler, I think. And they got almost 4 million comments, more than any other issue that the FCC took up, other than the Janet Jackson Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction, was the
really?
That was the previous record. I don't think Wheeler could ignore it.
So, what are you going to be looking for as consequences from this decision for the industry, for consumers, for regulators?
Well, the industry is saying that if you're going to regulate us like a utility, although the FCC says this is not utility style because they're not going to be like such a regulating rates, how much they can charge for internet. They're saying they're not doing that. And there's other aspects that they're not going to do. But they're going to say, well, we're not going to invest so much in our networks because we're not going to get a return on them that we expect and our shareholders expect. But on the other side, we still have to wait to see if that is really true. And we'll be able to track that. On the other side, for small businesses, they can now access the internet just like they have all along. They don't have to worry about being charged to have their services delivered at fast speeds to possible customers. And that's what they're saying, is that we might not have had a Google or a Facebook if they had to start out paying AT&T and Comcast and Time Warner and Verizon large amounts of money to be able to send this information to their potential customers.
That's Alan Holmes, a senior reporter with the Center for Public Integrity, talking with us about an FCC vote tomorrow on net neutrality. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.